This is Stories Worth Sharing from the Church of England. The Dean of Manchester, the Very Reverend Rogers Govender, speaks about a multi-faith event aiming to bring people together to celebrate cultural diversity in Manchester. Now, the Peace and Unity Group has grown out of your work with other faiths in Manchester. How did the group develop and which faiths are represented in it?
Well, this particular event on Sunday, 17th of July, is entitled a Peace and Unity One Community event, and it is being held at the Town Hall in Manchester. And it emerged with a request from an elder in one of our local mosques asking me to call together representatives from the various faith groups to just learn about each other's culture in an event that people could sing and share poetry and prayers and so on. And so it really emerged from a local Muslim colleague whom I work with regularly.
That's fantastic to hear that there's that already cohesion amongst different faiths in the community.
Yes, very much.
It's a wonderful thing to hear. So you're going to be meeting as a group with supporters this Sunday the 17th of July, you said it's at the Town Hall in Manchester. What are you hoping for as an outcome for this meeting and coming together?
Well, there are a number of outcomes we're hoping for. Three things, I guess, I could highlight. The one is firstly, just people of different faiths standing together, sharing together, mm-hmm. celebrating together, and learning from each other. That's in itself a great outcome.
Absolutely.
And secondly, we will obviously broadcast the event very widely on social media and so on. It's important that the wider community of Greater Manchester is able to recognize that faith communities are supporting one another rather than in any way seeking to alienate one another. So that will be the second outcome. And the third one, we're going to be giving people about half an hour. You know, they're going to be sat around 20 tables in the Great Hall. We're going to be asking them to name three things that they would like to do within their community and between their communities, just in terms of acts of kindness. So there will be a practical outcome from the gathering as well.
I was going to say that sounds great, that there is that kind of practical element to it. It's not just about coming together, which obviously is so important, but then actually saying,
yes,
what are we going to do?
It's about action. It's
yeah.
about doing. It's about acts of kindness within your community, but also towards members of other communities, faith communities or ethnic communities, whatever it might be. There will be a practical outworking of it. We're expecting about 220 to 30 people at the event. So if you multiply that by three, that's about 600-700 sort of acts of kindness.
That's wonderful.
Which I think is quite significant, actually.
Absolutely. Now, how does your own personal history from coming from South Africa to Manchester inform the work that you're doing to unite different communities together?
Yeah, that's a very, very good question, a very important question for me, because as you may or may not know, my ministry in South Africa was very much about building non-racial Christian communities through my parish work as a parish priest. And I can say quite confidently that vision of a diverse Christian community certainly worked, and I was able to do that for 15 years in South Africa. And I share that same theology and vision of diversity as a form of unity in my work here in Manchester, and of course it's first and foremostly in terms of the diversity within the Church of England, and if you come to my cathedral congregation on a Sunday morning, you'll see a very diverse congregation, which is really a great joy to my heart. And then, of course, we want to extend this vision to the wider community. I don't believe that faith should divide people. I believe there's certain commonalities amongst all people of faith, the kind of understanding that we are made in the image of God, that we should respect one another, we should support one another, that we should be people of compassion, and that we should never isolate or alienate one another, but work for the common good. All of those beautiful Christian as well as religious teachings and principles is what we are extending, and I am extending through my own leadership to a much wider audience. And I have to say it is much, much appreciated and well received, and I receive lots of affirmation around that. And so I feel it's really a good thing to do.
Now, obviously, there's this event taking place this Sunday, which is only a few days away. How can people in and around Manchester and further afield as well support the Peace and Unity Group, after Sunday and continually in the other things that it gets involved with?
Well, we shall be sort of tweeting the messages and the kind of things we shall be doing on Sunday, which is poetry, music, dance, choir singing, Christians from the Urdu community, the Pakistani community will be sharing in the program as well. My hope is that people will firstly catch the vision. This is not in any way denying our faith, our unique faith in Jesus Christ, but I hope that we will catch the vision of sharing goodness, love, and all that is noble and honorable with people of other faiths, and dare I say even people of no faith, because there is an inherent goodness in human beings, and that we would connect with people of other faiths. And secondly, that we will be inspired to take up these ideas of acts of kindness towards other people, to reach out beyond our own community divides. And I think that can be done by people around the country, indeed around the world. And I think the world can do with more of that than the kind of divisive politics or acts of criminality or terrorism that so easily hits the headlines. I think we can do so much good and build such build such cohesion in our communities by just doing acts of kindness.
That was a story worth sharing from the Church of England. Thanks for listening.